This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a data set that the Labor Department publishes every month that tells us how many people are quitting their jobs. A lot of people are quitting their jobs, it turns out. In August, which is the latest data that we have, 2,364,000 workers told their bosses to take this job, and you know what? That's 11% higher than it was last year. Sally Herships tells us why.
Are you a quitter? It may sound like an insult, but when it comes to the economy, leaving your job can be a good thing.
People quit jobs when they have an opportunity to go someplace else. Most everybody who quits voluntarily steps immediately into another job.
Peter Capelli teaches management at Wharton. He says the increase in quitters is about confidence in the economy. During the recession, employers pushed workers hard. Some surveys found three-quarters of workers at the time said they were going to look for a new job as soon as they could. For some, that meant waiting for affordable health care.
That's one of the biggest nuts to carry.
Andrea Grayson is a marketing consultant who recently quit her job to work on her own. She lives in Vermont and says her state's plan to offer health care based on income helped her reach a decision.
That definitely did add a level of confidence to my ability to be able to sustain my expenses when I'm out on my own.
The economy needs more quitters like Grayson. Every time someone quits, it's an opening for someone else. That's according to Steve Kyle. He teaches applied economics at Cornell.
The quit rate fell off a cliff and has since been slowly trudging back into territory which we would more normally associate with a normal economy. But it's not there yet.
Kyle says to get back to normal, America needs 2% of its workforce to quit. But don't worry, there's another way openings can be created. Employers can lay off their workers. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.